Bava Kama, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah will deal with the question of how do we address a situation where you're not sure if you owe somebody money, either whether you borrowed the money, whether you've paid it back, or whether you've stolen an item or paid it back, etc. So the Mishnah tells us, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, somebody says to his friend, Gizalticha, I have stolen from you. Hilvisani, you lent me money. Or Hifkadata Etzli, you deposited an item by me. The Eini Yodea, but I don't know, Im Echzarti Lach, I don't know if I returned it to you or I didn't return it to you. Chayav L'Shalim, he has to pay the person back. Now this case is speaking, although the Mishnah describes it only in terms of his response, but really this case is talking about where somebody came to you and made a tviya, made a claim that you stole something from me, or that you borrowed money from me, or that I deposited an item with you. And the response of the person is that, yes, indeed, those claims are true, but I don't know, perhaps, whether I returned it or not. So since the person admits that they owed the money initially, and the tovea, the person making the claim, is bari, is certain of their claim, I'm just not certain. The response is, the person's not certain if he returned it or not. Bari v'shema, but one is a claim is certain, one is not so certain. So in this case, we say that he has to pay back. However, in a scenario where his friend did not make the claim, he comes on his own and says, you know, I stole something from you, or I borrowed money from you, or you deposited an item with me, and I'm not sure if I returned it. Since there was never a claim, so min hadin, from the actual strict letter of the law, he does not need to return the item or pay the person back, but rather only kedei lotzis yedei shemayim, if he wants to really be concerned about his status in heaven, whether or not he really owes the person or not, he should pay back. But he doesn't require to min hadin, in terms of the court would not require him to pay back. In contrast to this, though, the Mishnah continues, abolim amar lo, if the response of the person is, eini yodea im gizalticha, not that I stole from you, but I don't even know if I stole from you, im hilvisani, or if I borrowed money from you, or im hifkadata etzli, or if you have deposited an item with me, I'm not sure about the claim itself, patur milishalem, then he does not have to pay back because he's not sure that the claim even existed. Now, however, one thing is important to note that despite that, he still needs to take a shavua. He still needs to make an oath that his claim that he does not know is true. And that is because otherwise, anytime a person someone makes a claim against them, they can always defend themselves by saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Therefore, Chazal said you still need to make a shvua that indeed you do not know whether or not you even have the person's money in the first place.